This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Good morning, Tom.
Hello, I'm here. I'm not saying good morning.
Good morning, Melbourne. You just made it. Can you tell us what happened?
Well, if I start off whinging about public transport this early in the morning, how can they cancel the first train? They put us, there was 15 minutes late, first train of the morning, puts us on the train, goes one station.
So you were on the train?
On the train after being 15 minutes late, first train of the day. We go one station, they say to everyone, oh, we all have to get off here, it terminates, we'll organise buses for you. And the announcement actually says, oh, technically I'd think of a different way to try and get to the city, I don't think we're going to get you there. Their message was find alternate public transport into the city. And we're sitting in the middle of a paddock looking around going, well, what alternate? Was the ox cart going to arrive? Is the dirty witch from the south coming to pick me up on a broom? I was so angry. As I drove, I had to wake Wayne up to pick me up from the station, drive me in. As we drove past Fleet District, I gave him some abuse out the window. I think the poor lady with a shopping trolley thought I was yelling at her. Sweetheart, I wasn't yelling at you. I was yelling at the people at
you yelling at Metro. I wonder what happened. Something must have happened, though.
Oh, who knows? Someone probably didn't get out of bed. Probably Daniel Andrews has probably got the train so him and his family could all go out to his country retreat for the weekend.
Maybe the driver just needed a coffee or something and said, right, I'm not driving anymore until I get one. Who knows? But you made it.
I'm here.
You made it. I'm glad you made it because we've got a really big show today. I found a birthday present for you for your next birthday.
And where is it?
Well, it's this. It's for nostalgia's sake, the pop music queen, Britney Spears, is getting back into the scent game.
Oh, I love that you said pop queen.
The pop music queen with a brand new fragrance, but it's going to be for boys and girls.
They're always boys and girls.
The 36-year-old took to social media to make the exciting announcement, dropping a video teaser for the fragrance that she has named My Prerogative.
Well, there's an old song, wasn't
it? Yeah, I was looking for it before, but couldn't find it in here. Spears revealed that the scent is unisex, and the caption for the Instagram video has got Prerogative, a fragrance for all, hashtag My Prerogative. So I reckon this song should be rename Sniff Me Baby One More Time.
Sniff Me Baby One More Time. But My Prerogative, that was a Bobby Brown song.
Yeah.
So if she's named it after Bobby Brown, is crack the secret ingredient? Because I'm sure Bobby Brown was into crack. Now, I love Britney. Do you know, I loved when Britney first came out. I mean, to dance, me and the girls used to sit there in front of the TV and would practice how to do hit this song, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Yeah.
We used to do it all. But then I lost Britney a little bit. But when she shaved her hair off and flashed it.
Oh, that's
herself out of again. I think this is great. See, I'm thinking about if my career starts dying, now reality TV is not there for me, I'm just going to get in and out of taxis with no knickers on.
Oh, that's right. And she had that wardrobe malfunction, was it last week?
Oh, yes, she did.
As well. So you just drop your T-shirt or something and then start miming. You'll be right. That'll create your popularity again. So there's your birthday present for you.
Thank you.
So Britney Spears' new fragrance. Do you wear fragrances if someone, like a pop music...
Yeah,
icon.
I own every Kylie Minogue fragrance. I have ones that I wear and then I have special ones that sit in gift boxes that I never open.
Even if you don't like them, you buy Kylie Minogue.
They're all nice. Yeah. But I must admit, don't ever wear them all together because it turns into like a death potion. Yeah.
Police in Virginia responded to a basketball game last week at an LA fitness gym after a player fell to the floor from what they called an aggressive screen and called the cops.
So the guy got fouled, is that?
Yep, and he wasn't happy with it, and he called the cops, according to a witness who posted a photo of the response on social media. The tweet went viral, 77,000 likes. It got 29,000 retweets in less than 24 hours after it was posted. And the witness, who identified himself as Aaron, told local station WTTG he initially thought the unidentified man was joking, but he was dead serious. He marched his way to the front desk where police were called and later responded.
So the story better finish off that the police arrived and tasered the idiot. don't you think I would want to? They should be allowed to do that. If you get called out there for no reason whatsoever, like say if you call an ambulance, you know, they should be able to run you over and put you in the ambulance. You know, you're wasting time.
You're wasting
their
time.
They're emergency services. But I can see that. I ran out of tomato sauce last night on my lasagna, and I tell you what, I nearly called the cops to get him to bring it. It was terrible. Yeah, I thought I can't eat this without it. But
what did you do? Did you call the cops? No.
No, I just sent Wayne down the street to get it.
Oh, you've got your own little ambulance there. That's what it is. Yeah.
But my children used to threaten that to me all the time about calling the police on me for things. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what happened in the end, but there's a video on social media and it shows the police officer saying, "That's my first basketball foul." And I don't think they did anything. They didn't charge the man or anything, but I reckon that's a waste of resources as well.
That'd have to be against the law, wouldn't it, if we're wasting like the 000 number?
I don't know what the regulations are.
But I've heard things like that. People have rang up 000. I've read it like there. Someone rang up once because KFC stopped, you know, their fried chicken, like the spicy stuff. Some people had rang
up. Did someone ring up?
Yeah, so I think it happens all the time. People ring up and like say, "Oh, I've got no mobile reception, my TV antenna." So there are lots of idiots out there. I think, thank God, we have decent people who take these calls and kind of go, "Now, you want me to come to a basketball center because the guy..." He what?
Yeah, he fouled.
He fouled. Yeah.
No, there's apparently, it's just on that, apparently, so I get confused, you know, when you do need the cops and do you call 000, you know, because that's an emergency, but there's no other number to call if you want them just, you know, I don't know, for some other reason that's not an emergency. But apparently there's a proposal, I don't know if it's by the opposition or the current Labor government, to put in a new number called a police helpline.
Which is good, because I did the same once. I was out the front and this guy was on like a little four-wheeler motorbike and he had a camera on the front and he was stopped in front of my house and it was videoing the house. And people arrived in and I thought, that's strange. And I saw him go around the street and he came back, didn't have a vest on or a jacket. So I rang the council and said, "There's a guy with a camera driving around the streets. Are you guys doing anything?" "No, no, 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 you should ring the police." So I rang the police and I rang.
But did you ring 000?
No, 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 because I looked up a police station's number.
Oh, okay.
Because I felt stupid. Like, it wasn't an emergency. It's just an idiot with a camera, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, well. So I rang him up. So they came. Turns out he actually was there for the council checking people's numbers to see whether they, I don't know, checking numbers. But when I rang up and made a complaint, the council go, "Oh, we're sorry, the woman forgot to tell you that." So I look like the idiot. The police turned up to my house, grabs the guy off the bike, and it turns out he pulls out his ID and says, "I'm meant to be there." Yeah.
I had to call.
See, right, we needed a number like that. Instead, I got police out.
I called 000 and someone jumped down the side of my house and he was down there and he put his hand up on the window. I don't think he realised.
Unless
he
grinded down.
No, it wasn't. I looked and I thought, no, he's not good looking. So I called 000, but they came and he'd busted into someone else's up the road. But it is a grey area. What do you call?
Who do you call Ghostbusters?
You call Ghostbusters. This guy in Virginia would have been better calling Ghostbusters though.
Traffic for Melbourne.
How are the trains, Tom?
Well, it tells me here that all the trains are good except for the Werribee Williamstown line, which has been suspended and replaced by buses.
Which is the one you caught this
which
morning.
Which is the one I've caught, yes. And you know what? I was standing there at the train station. It took them 45 minutes to update, while I'm still sitting there in the dark, to update their internet. They suspended it and it was 5:45 before they even put it on their website.
45 minutes?
Yep.
Maybe someone was trying to get a bus to you.
I'm going on a black texter down to that station today when I leave when they said they're like 96.7% on time. I've got a black texter and I'm scrubbing that gun liar. You're never on time and you always cancel.
Tom and Warren for breakfast.
Hello.
Hello. We're going to play Rock Whiz later on.
It took me a minute. I was over there arguing with Andy. He's drilling over Shawn Mendes and I tell him that it's illegal because he's only 19.
I know.
Yeah, and I've tried to tell him you can only date people half your age plus 7.
Is that what it is? Is that the rule?
Well, that's the etiquette. It's not a rule. There's no such thing as rules, but you look creepy otherwise, let me tell you.
Okay.
Yeah. Andy, creepy.
I'm a bit jealous.
Why?
Because our main competitor.
As in radio station?
Radio competitor, Kyle Sanderlands. You know, we're just trailing him in the ratings.
Oh, we are? Have you seen the size of him? We all trail Kyle Sanderlands. Nobody's in front of that man. Yeah.
He's got his own TV show.
Oh, don't.
It's coming up on Channel 10. He revealed to his co-host Jackie O on his Sydney breakfast slot yesterday that the show's going to be called Trial by Kyle. And it'll be a Judge Judy style show. Now, I reckon this is great, actually, because the pilot, it's only a pilot.
But he's not a judge. So how can you make laws? Judge Judy is a judge. So when she bashes her hammer, she's got legal responsibility. She studied at uni.
He's just going
to give study? His, how to be obnoxious. And ridiculous. You know, this is why this man has a big enough head as it is. He does not need a TV show.
The pilot's going to see people with grievances come to Kyle.
I've got a grievance against Kyle.
Whether that be, and this is in Kyle's words, someone having a dispute with a dodgy plumber, or, and I quote, maybe some girl got a botched tit job and she wants to sue her doctor. That's what he said.
He is such an idiot. Do you know what the problem is? That man has a face for radio, not TV. We don't need to see that mug there. It's bad enough we have to listen.
But wouldn't you love to arbitrate with these sorts of things?
Do you know what? I've nervous. I've done a lot of radio interviews with Gogglebox. We were sent out everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it was the one time I was nervous is when we were interviewed by Kyle and Jackie O, because I thought, all right, mate, have a go at me.
Oh, so you've been
I'm going to rip you straight back. I'm going to take you down. And I'm preparing. Wayne's going, calm down. I'm ready to go into the studio. I think we're going to go. And we get in there. Next minute he starts saying, I said to him, oh, you know, mate, I'm into bears. You're my type. Well, I want him over like that.
Did he know what a bear was?
Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you. Kyle's Rolls Royce might be seen around back alleyways. Allegedly. I don't know. I wouldn't know. I'm scared hell. He can sue me, that man.
Kyle, as you're probably aware, was spectacularly binned by Channel 10 in 2009 after his infamous radio stunt in which he grilled a 14-year-old girl on air.
Yeah.
And Sandilands was a judge on Australian Idol, I think, at the time as well. But Kyle yesterday maintained that 10 was a dog of a network that treated
really
him so badly over the incident, but his return is purely being motivated by the fact that he's getting paid.
Oh, so he's coming back to 10?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm out of 10. Yeah. I'm not going back to 10. I'm meant to be back on air in 3 weeks' time, 4 weeks. Oh, I think it was a secret. Anyway,
I would. I reckon it'd be great. He's got quite a great show, though. These people come in with their great, and you could just make a judgment. You know, you could just say, you know what?
See, I'd be good at that. You know what? They wouldn't even have to get to the microphone. I'd judge them straight from their shoes. I'd look at their hair and go, you're out.
I'd be out the door, wouldn't I?
I want one of those little buttons, you know, on your press and then the floor falls away. Yeah, sends them to the crocodiles. No, I'm going to go on this show. I'm going to enter.
Well, apparently they're having a pilot week where all these new shows are being tested. So you could. Maybe.
Well, that's what we should make something up now.
Yeah, let's do it. We could do trial by us.
I've got?
Actually, you know what? Well, let's make one up and go on his show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going in. I'm going to take this boy down.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.